From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called Sin Exposed and Expunged, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional thought for today is called A Man Without Fear. The text is found in Exodus chapter 3 and verse 12. And he said, Certainly I will be with thee. Of course, if the Lord sent Moses on an errand, he would not let him go alone. The tremendous risk which it would involve, the great power it would require, would render it ridiculous for God to send a poor lone Hebrew to confront the mightiest king in all the world and then leave him to himself. It could not be imagined that a wise God would match poor Moses with Pharaoh and the enormous forces of Egypt. Hence he says, Certainly I will be with thee, as if it were out of the question that he would send him alone. In my case also, the same rule will hold good. If I go upon the Lord's errand with a simple reliance upon His power and a single eye to His glory, it is certain that He will be with me. His sending me binds Him to back me up. Is not this enough? What more can I want? If all the angels and archangels were with me, I might fail. But if He is with me, I must succeed. Only let me take care that I act worthily toward this promise. Let me not go timidly, half-heartedly, carelessly, presumptuously. What manner of person ought he to be who has God with him? In such company, it behooveth me to play the man, and like Moses, go in unto Pharaoh without fear.
Thank you.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, How may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? And how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it.
Thank you.
having heard of Israel's victories over Jericho and Ai, the Gibeonites came to Joshua with a lie that they were from a far country. Failing to pray for the Lord's guidance, Joshua and the elders of Israel entered into a league with these people. But 3 days later, they discovered that the Gibeonites were only just another Canaanite tribe living right near them. Reluctant to break his oath to them, Joshua made them slaves to Israel from that day forward. The Bible is very emphatic that God sees everything in our lives and that he must judge sin. Early exposure of sin is a sign of God's grace, for the longer sin remains hidden, the harder the heart becomes. A Christian may fear that he can no longer be anything or do anything for God because of some sin, what might be called an alliance with a Gibeonite. Yet the Bible declares that there is mercy with the Lord, and the repentant and restored believer may go on to be used of God. Now to continue this message, Sin Exposed and Expunged, here is Dr. Cairns.
God pardons the very sin that attends our coming to Him. How many people labor over this? They feel like the Gibeonites. Well, it is good that I want to be saved. It is good that I come to the Lord. It is good that I pray the sinner's prayer. It is good that I would sue for peace through Christ. But oh, what sin attends my coming! How false I am, even in my truest moments! How full of unbelief, even when I'm seeking to exercise faith! And I think to some extent every person who is a Christian must feel that. Every person who wants to be a Christian must feel that. I can well remember in my own experience how that very thought was such a detriment in my life. And it seemed to put away forever the very hope of ever being at peace with God. How can I pray when in my believing I am still so touched with unbelief? My faith is so tainted with lack of faith. My repentance is so imperfect. I want you to understand this. If you're going to wait to repent until you can perfectly repent, you'll go to hell. Because you can do nothing perfectly. If you're going to wait until you have perfect faith before you believe into the saving of your soul, you will perish in the lake of fire forever. Now, I'm being very blunt with you. This is not an unimportant subject. You need to see the truth. Why do I put it this way? For a very simple reason. It's absolutely vital that you learn that it's not the strength of your faith that saves you. It is not the depth of your repentance that saves you. It is the one in whom your faith resides who saves you. Faith, like a grain of mustard seed, is just as much saving faith as faith that would be like a full-grown oak. It is not the amount of faith that saves you. It is the Christ in whom that faith resides who saves you. All we do is tainted with our sin. That's a grief. When you pray, sin is present with you. When you kneel before God, listen, sin is present with you even as you kneel before God. You need the constant covering of the blood of Christ in your holiest moments, in your most spiritual aspirations. You need the constant covering of the blood of Christ. But this is the glory of the grace of God in the gospel, that He forgives our sins and He extends His forgiveness to the very sin that would accompany us in our coming to Him. There is no excuse to stay away from Christ. There is no reason to wait in your coming to Christ. The message of God's dealing with the Gibeonites is a message of deep encouragement to every convicted soul and to every wounded saint. There is a broader message for us all. I don't often like to use long quotations. First, because I don't like to do it just by myself, and secondly, because my wife always gives me a lecture if I do. And those of you who have wives will know that a lecturing wife is not your wife at her best. Well, she's at her best, but you're not at your best. However, she's right in this. I don't like long quotations, but I'm going to break the rule because I think this is something that is beautifully put, and I think it's something that's very, very vital for many Christians. F.B. Meyer, great English Baptist contemporary of C.H. Spurgeon, spoke of our mistakes from this passage. He spoke of our mistakes being divinely overruled. And he says this is a beautiful and a comforting example of the way in which God overrules our mistakes and brings blessings out of our sins. Inadvertently and without due consideration, some may have entered into an alliance with a Gibeonite, whether in marriage or in business or in some other sphere. Are they therefore to abandon their high privilege and forsake their lofty ministry in the world? Must they cease to be God's portion and the priests of men? Let me interject there. There are many of you who have made decisions which you now regret, but you can't undo them. For many of you today, and you find yourself in a situation where you're wishing, I could go back and change all that. Oh, that I could go back those years. I wouldn't make that decision. I wouldn't enter into that alliance. But I can't. That feeling is a feeling of the utmost frustration, because here you are, and you say, I've wasted the opportunity. I've lost out with God, and there's no hope now. My decisions cannot be undone. Must you cease to be God's portion, God's priest before men in this world? Mayer says, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Let them turn to God in repentance and confession. The first thing. Turn to the Lord in repentance and confession, and He will teach them, listen, how these very hindrances may become means of help, so that they, that is the very hindrances, shall hew the wood for the burnt offering, and draw the water for the libations, and promote the prosperity and the well-being of the soul. Out of the eater shall come forth meat, and out of the strong sweetness. My friend, listen. You don't need to live your life forever in the shadow of foolish decisions. You don't need to live forever in the defeat of past failures. You don't need to live your life from now until the grave saying, I can do nothing for God. I can be nothing for God. I can go no place for God. Because there is my folly, there is my shame, there is my Gibeonitish alliance. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has God lost the power of pardon? Has God lost the power of restoration? Is it not He who says that He will restore the years that the locusts have eaten? Bless God, He overrules even our mistakes. That doesn't excuse our mistakes. But God is a God of grace. To me, it's a great encouragement as I think of this aspect, too often overlooked, this aspect of the kindness and the goodness of our God. So it is that both saints and sinners would do well to look to God to uncover their sins. We have seen that sin, while it lies hidden, is doing its deadly evil. Uncovering of sin quickly is usually a mark of great favor. So don't cover your sin. The Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covereth the sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." I trust that every one of us will learn this morning to act speedily on that scripture. But the final thing I want to note with you is this, that sin will not remain hidden forever. In our text in verse 16, we find it took only 3 days for the sins of both these parties to be exposed. 3 days. Now you may feel that you go for 3 years or 3 decades. So what? What is that in the great scheme of things? Just a drop in the ocean. These 3 days remind us that the day of exposure is certainly rapidly approaching. Men fool themselves that God does not see. We read of the wicked man in Psalm 10, verse 11, he hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hideth his face. He'll never see it. He'll never see it. I wonder, are you in this meeting today and you can look so prim and proper and holy in the house of God, but as you're out there in the world, you're doing things, you're going places, you're involved with people, and all the time you're saying, God will never see it. You couldn't be more wrong. Job 34 tells me his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. He seeth all his goings. To the Christian, that is an ineffable comfort. When we can say, as we're in the wilderness, Thou, God, seest me. As we're under the yoke of bondage from man's persecution, we can say, Thou, God, seest me. When man would cut us off, we can say, God, our Father, has His eye upon us. But while that's an unspeakable comfort to the Christian, what a haunting truth it is to the man who has just said he will never see it. There is no creature that is not manifest in God's sight, but all things are open to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. And He will not let your sin lie forever hidden. I want you to understand that. God will not allow your sin to lie hidden forever. Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5, the Lord will bring the hidden things of darkness to light and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. God will bring what's hidden in darkness into the floodlight of His judging presence. The deep unseen counsels of the heart will be brought to the light of day.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.